good, baby, yeah, it's time to go. Come and kick it with the host with the most mojo. Got the number one daily podcast in the game. MC Matty Pace, I came to entertain. Your one-stop shop for everything dope. Make you laugh, make you think, and I'll even give you hope. So while you're laid back with your phone in your palm, subscribe and log on, MattyMoShow.com. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Matty Pace coming at you live from the Matty Mo Show, the host of the most mojo, but you already know, But without any further ado, it is my distinct honor and pleasure to deliver straight to episode 1613, where I've got an episode to improve your mood and boost your self-esteem, because tonight we talking all about how this one is for you, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, episode 1613, entitled This One's For You, baby. That's right, this one is all about you guys tuning in. Now, typically, always, it's always about you. You know what I'm saying? But this one is more than just perspective, man. This one right here is just my appreciation for each and every one of you out there that has ever listened to an episode, ever watched a video on the Matty Mo Show YouTube channel, has ever tagged anybody in any of my entertainment, or shared it with somebody that you know, whether it be word of mouth or physically, man. I can't thank you guys enough. And I realize that, like, I've said thank you before, man, but I want to let you guys know that this one is for you, man. This is so much bigger than me, because I want to celebrate you. And I'm a firm believer that, you know, as a friend, and the definition of a friend to me is someone that is there to pick you up when you're down, someone to pull you back down when you're up a little too high, you know what I'm saying? In a sense, you know, not saying like, hey, come down from there, stop celebrating so much over your accomplishments. Like, it's necessary and healthy to celebrate your accomplishments, but I'm talking about when you're a little pompous, you know what I mean? And things like that, when you're beginning to be just a little bit out of context, you know, to the point where it's disrespectful. That's what I mean. So if you can be a friend in both that time and the downtime, and also this right here, man, I cannot say this enough. I can't express it enough, man. Each and every one of you out there, if nobody has told you, even your closest friend, your family, I am proud of you. I don't even have to know you personally to tell you how proud I am of you, because you are still here. You still have opportunity. You still have potential, and you still have a chance like anyone else in this world to do whatever it is that you want to do to cater to the type of lifestyle that you want to live and get the results that you want to get, man. At the end of the day, I am a firm believer that being a good friend is someone that is just there. Someone to remind you that keep pushing. Whatever you're doing, man, take pride in it. Put one foot in front of the other. Indulge in all the emotions and never give up on you, because you are too special. You are amazing. You are unique. You are worth it, not worthless. You are worth so much more than how some people may choose to try to make you feel. And trust me when I tell you, that is not how they truly feel about you. Do not let that get into your mind and affect you in a negative manner, man. If anything, that is a showing of someone else's insecurity and disrespect and belief in their own self, not just you. You know what I mean, man? You owe it to yourself to live the type of life you want to live, to be the type of person you want to be. And guess what, man? I applaud you. And not only that, whenever I see any friend around me or even an acquaintance, man, I get just as happy and I celebrate just as much as if it were my own accomplishments, if it were my own little, you know, passion project or whatever it is, man. When I see people just doing good, I love to just reach out and be like, you know, a little piece of encouragement. Let them know that I see it, man, because oftentimes it's the ones closest to us who we would kind of like, I hate to say it, but expect to be there to celebrate with us that are nowhere to be found a lot of times. And that's not everybody, but a lot of people, especially in my own life, man, I know a lot of people watch from behind closed doors, people that used to celebrate with me in success and be there and everything. And now it's like they're gone like a fart in the wind. But you know what, man? Life is bigger than that. Life isn't about dwelling on who isn't there. Life is about experiencing everything to the fullest. And not only that, but being appreciative for who is there, man. And never cloud your own vision so much to the point that you start paying attention more to who's not there than who actually is there, man. Cater to the ones that are still there. Remember that people are looking forward to seeing seeing you. Remember that you do mean something outwardly to someone else, not just behind closed doors when you bump into someone that you haven't seen in a year and a half and they want to ask you, how's everything going? You know what I mean? People that are there for you all the time deserve that respect, deserve that love. And you know what? At the end of the day, how you choose to treat other people is a clear dictation of who you are as an individual. And just like Martin Luther King said, man, I never judge a man or a woman by the color of their skin or what they do. I judge them by their character. You know what I mean? Not what they say they will do, not what they say they are, but who they actually are acting like they are and doing what they're doing to other people, man. At the end of the day, I just want to say thank you. I am filled with gratitude right now. We got the new merch line, Smiles Up, Frowns Down, dropping Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time. This Friday, June 24th, man, I couldn't be more excited. Thank you to everybody once again that has ever shared any bit of my shows, my entertainment, even if it's for 5 seconds, 5 minutes, or 5 hours. You are all goddamn remarkable and beautiful, just like the Eiffel Tower or the most beautiful flower, baby. So I just want to say thank you again, and I truly do appreciate you. Other than that, stick around because the show isn't quite over yet. That final thought is coming at you live in 3, 2, 1. Let's get it. Stop putting so much focus on people that bring you down, don't support you, make you question your self-worth, and aren't there. They don't deserve your valuable time, patience, or energy. Remember who still is there. Be grateful for the support and love you receive, and never forget just how remarkable you truly are. You are worth it. You've got this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so there you have it. Another phenomenal day in Epicast in the books, and a beautiful little way to enhance your mood and your day, babe. I truly appreciate you all for stopping by and rocking out with me, and be sure to tune back into me tomorrow night, and also show up bright and early at about 8:30 tomorrow a.m. Eastern Time, where I'm going to be hosting a poll to see which episode of Battle of the Classics gets aired tomorrow night for the Throwback Thursday, baby. That's right. All you got to do to vote is go to my IG or Twitter at Maddie_Pace, check my story, and click one of the episodes in the boxes you want to hear, or go to the Maddie Mo Show Facebook page and do the same thing on the story, man. Other than that, this is Maddie Pace coming at you live from the Maddie Mo Show, the host, the most mojo, saying one life, one love, I'm out.